20 years ago, then First Lady Hillary Clinton made headlines with these words at a conference in Beijing.
If there is one message that echoes forth from this conference, let it be that human rights are women's rights and women's rights are human rights once and for all.
2 decades on, the United Nations is taking stock of how far women have come. A report out today shows there's a long way to go. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The UN says its report 20 years after Beijing should be a wake-up call. No country has achieved gender equality, and violence against women remains, quote, alarmingly high.
This anniversary year is our opportunity to resolve to finish the unfinished business of Beijing.
That's Helen Clark, who runs the UN's development program. She says countries must do a better job ensuring that women have access to health services. The UN says that about 35% of women worldwide have experienced sexual or physical violence. 120 million girls under 20, that is about 1 in 10, have been subjected to sexual violence. And the report says discriminatory attitudes and social norms in many countries make all this difficult to prevent. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he's determined to make these issues a high priority.
Women bear the burden. Women pay the price. But women are not just victims. They are agents of progress and change.
The UN says there has been major progress in the areas of health and education for women and girls. And in politics, there are nearly twice as many women serving as lawmakers around the globe. Though Ban says the progress is uneven.
There are 5 countries in the world where not a single woman is represented in the parliament, and 8 countries in the world where not a single woman is a cabinet member.
He didn't name and shame those countries and got a few chuckles in the audience for that. The UN does keep track, though, of the number of female lawmakers around the world, and the countries with zero include Qatar and several Pacific Island nations. Saudi Arabia is among those with no female cabinet ministers. Ban says the U.S. is setting a new goal for gender equality across the board, 50-50 by 2030. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.